Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Of course they are, Laura. They're not serious people. I mean, look at your clip that you just played 2 seconds ago. They're dressed up like frogs. They're dressed up like dragons. They're walking around. They're in tutus. They're in yellow shirts. They're dancing like clowns right there. I mean, the other clip is even better, where they're literally in costumes. They look like they're in Disney World. These aren't serious people. Let me tell you who's serious. My father's serious. He wants to clean up the streets of this country. He wants no crime. He wants the lowest taxes. He wants the best energy independence. He wants peace around the world, as you got in the Middle East last week.
Yeah! In Kyiv, Ukraine, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. Along the southern border, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. At the White House, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. In St. Louis, Griff Jenkins, Fox News.
Tell me where in the world is
Griff Jenkins.
Watch your back.
All right, Griff, good morning, my friend. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Mark. Happy birthday. I'm out here on the South Lawn right now, and we had hoped to construct at the White House a glorious, brand-new, state-of-the-art ballroom to host your birthday today. Unfortunately, that timeline was not met, but let me tell you, mark your calendar next year, put your dancing shoes on, giddy up, get here to Washington, and you will be fêted. So much better than when we used to put those heated tents out on the South Lawn.
Yeah, that's true. It's a good point, Griff. Thank you. I think number 26, we can do a celebration in D.C. next year.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Now, that said, I want you to know I didn't forget your birthday, because for your birthday, I've gifted you, I've signed you up to D.C.'s official Scream Club. This is a real thing.
Okay.
There's a D.C. Scream Club now where people get together, and instead of, say, meditating or doing yoga or having just drinks to deal with their Trump derangement syndrome, they actually gather down on the Potomac, and as an organized Scream Club group, they scream.
That'd be nice. You're out on your boat trying to enjoy a leisurely cruise down the river, and you got a bunch of people screaming at you.
Blood curdling. Nice. How many cop calls?
DC Scream Club. It actually exists.
How many cop calls will come in? There's people screaming down on the river. There must be a murder going on or something, you know?
That's right. You may attract the National Guard. They may have to figure out what's going on with that.
It'll be right out in front of the Watergate building there. Sits right on the Potomac, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought so, yeah. That's funny. So I played that bite. That was Eric Trump on with Laura Ingraham last night, Griff. And he's talking about the No Kings protests. And then he's talking about the fact that his father is a serious guy and he's serious about stopping crime. And I know one of the stories you're covering today, I believe, is the crime problem in D.C. that you can send in troops and you can take all these morons off the street, these thugs. But then you run into the court problem. The court problem is they don't deal with them effectively, correct?
Oh, my gosh. I've got so much to say about this. But let me just, for Don Jr.'s soundbite, it was great. Over the past weekend, when we saw those No Kings protests, I was lamenting MSNBC literally sent a reporter out to interview a pink inflatable unicorn. The guy like couldn't figure out where to put the microphone, like in his belly or its head. And it really, just the visual of it just drove home the ridiculousness of the premise of the No Kings protest. And I'm a reporter that started my reporting back during 2003-04 when tens of thousands turned out in the protest against the Iraq war, and you understood that. But really, it is, the protest now, first of all, you know what Kings don't have to worry about? Midterm elections.
That's true.
But it's going to be interesting when the midterm elections come and one party looks just absolutely foolish in participating in what I think is appropriately dubbed the gray resistance, given the fact that if they're not in inflatable unicorn costumes, they're in their 70s and 80s out there trying to relive the 60s. But no, I mean, look, at the end of the day, you know, much with the whole outside of the box thinking that we need a People's House grand ballroom to entertain people, President Trump had perhaps his biggest out of the box thinking, which is that streets in D.C., New York City, across the country, crime doesn't have to be that way. Life doesn't have to be that way. You don't have to be worried about being carjacked. You don't have to worry about going out to dinner. But in D.C. here, while we have seen significant results in the dropping of crime, you still have a fundamental problem, and that is the prosecution of these criminals, particularly yep. the juveniles that have been encouraged and put out on the street by people over 18 because they know there's no consequences against these 16, 17-year-olds carjacking, robbing people. And that's why today, the Senate Homeland Committee is going to meet and try and get the judicial nominations moving on three potential judges that President Trump wants to put on the D.C. Superior Court that overhears the D.C. Crime cases, because there are three seasoned D.C. prosecutors that will lean towards, you know, tougher stances against criminals. Because at the end of the day, you can go out and arrest as many people as you want, but if you don't prosecute them, it won't strike at the fundamental problem of why we've got the crime problem to begin with.
Yeah, we had Tanya Powers on earlier talking about this SNAP and the impact that's going to have on communities if all of that money's taken out of the grocery business and where they spent those SNAP dollars. Are you seeing, because of the shutdown in Washington, that it's impacting any economic issues there, restaurants, and other types of businesses there? Has that touched that yet?
Yeah, I mean, I'm seeing it. One of the haunts and watering holes that I patronize on Capitol Hill, one of my favorite bars, has $3 beers if you have a federal government employee ID. I'm like, dang, how do I make a fake one of those?
Yeah, no kidding.
but again, you know, at the end of the day, look, this isn't the first government shutdown. People here, and obviously in the D.C. area, we're the largest area of federal employees and people are dealing with it. And look, you know, I don't mean to make light of it, because people are really going to feel the pain. And the sad part of it is that the Democrats know that they're intending to use this, quote, leverage, as they call it, to try and get something done with these health care subsidies. And there's no indication that this is slowing down at any point. And so, you know, I feel for federal government employees that are in this area that are having to deal with it. And hopefully, if the Democrats come back, open the government back up, these people can get back pay, and then they can start negotiating. But the real question now, to be honest, as you follow these things, is that original clean CR only got us to November 21st, and now people are starting to question, well, wait a minute, hold on, you know, what is this going to be enough time, even if we get the government open and Democrats decide to you know, come to the table?
That's a great
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Great point. It really is. They might have to go back and put a new bill forward, which is maybe exactly what the Democrats are waiting for if they think they'd delay it long enough. I don't know.
Well, they're going to start hearing from 42 million people who are on SNAP going, what are you doing? Open the government, right?
Yes, they are.
Yeah, oh,
sure.
Absolutely. Hey, by the way, completely unrelated, before I run out of time, let me just say good luck to Mizzou. But
yes.
My wife went to Vanderbilt, and my wife hasn't watched a college football game in I don't know how long in our 26 years of marriage. So just so you understand the Jenkins household, I went to Ole Miss. My eldest daughter graduated from Georgia. The family chain started blowing up last Saturday early when my wife out of nowhere says, we beat LSU, we beat LSU. And I'm like, what in the hell is she talking about? And I start looking it up, and my daughter and I are texting each other separately going, oh my gosh, mom's now a football fan. She's all excited about Vandy. She thinks this quarterback is the best quarterback in college football right now. So it's going to be tough, because I know Mizzou's rolling up into Nashville, and you got to take this pretty crafty quarterback.
We are. I remember the days when at Vandy they'd say, okay, that's fine, you beat us, but we'll be your boss one day, so it won't matter.
Yeah.
Remember that? That used to be the thing they hung their hat on, and now they're actually good at football. So
Now they're actually good at football for the first time ever.
Yeah, that quarterback's the real deal. He even did the Heisman pose after one of his touchdowns last week.
Woo!
Yeah. Oh, he's full of himself, but for good reason. The guy's good.
Right.
He's going to be a load for Missouri.
He is, and if Vandy wins the national championship, maybe they'll get fete'd at a brand new ballroom on the South Lawn.
It could happen.
And they won't have to be shuttled out over grass into heated tents like we did the French when the Bidens held their first state dinner in 2022. Can you imagine Macron and his wife, what they were saying behind closed doors about being shuttled out
in a tent? Yeah.
These guys host, you know, state dinners in France, the Élysée Palace.
in castles, like right. Yeah.
Yeah.
The Louvre or something like that, if it's not being vandalized. All right, Griff, thank you.
See you guys. Have a great week.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.